Hi, I'm Tiana.
Hi, I'm Jamil.
And I'm Dathan.
In October 2012, we interviewed Dr. Lanny Venom, a senior chemist for Reaxys Inc., a chemical manufacturing company in McDonald, Pennsylvania.
Dr. Venom talked about how chemicals are produced and made. He motivated us and me personally to keep on track in school.
Day to day, I work in the lab and I run reactions on about a 1 liter scale in these glass reactors. Weigh the chemicals out in the appropriate ratios, mix them, heat them up usually. A lot of times we'll distill off water or some other byproduct. And then we analyze that final product, see if it's what we wanted to make and see if it has the right properties. You might be familiar with the polyurethane foams that are in cushioning and bedding and automotive paints. They're all based on urethane reactions. We make catalysts that speed those reactions up and make them work better. Well, I went to Marietta College for 4 years in Marietta, Ohio, but then I also went to Ohio State for 5 years for my doctor's degree. Depending on what you're doing, you don't have to have a PhD. You can do work in a lab with just a bachelor's degree, or even some cases you don't even need that. You can do a 2-year school, and there's even the Bidwell Training Center downtown that will teach you how to do basically just running reactions and analyzing the data. The hardest part, to decide if the final product is actually a good catalyst or not. You have to do a lot of testing and physical testing, like making a paint and seeing if it dries, or making a foam to see if it makes the right kind of a foam system. A lot of times we'll run things 3 or 4 times because there's always some slight variations in temperatures and things. So always trying to reproduce your results. Anytime you're working with chemicals, there are dangers. I mean, we use a lot of strong acids and bases in our work. Luckily, I've never had any explosions. But as long as you follow the safety rules and use the appropriate equipment, everything can be done safely. We use respirators when we're handling things that have vapors we're concerned about, and use protective equipment, gloves and goggles and face shields when we're using acids and bases. My favorite element? Well, I should say tin, I guess, but carbon's pretty much in everything we do. Carbon, nitrogen, those are the ones we use most of the time. The science fields, a lot of employers are finding it hard to find people that are qualified to do the jobs. A lot of companies use science for pretty much anything that produces a product. They're doing all the Marcellus shale drilling in the area now, and there are a lot of jobs that should be arising from that. They need engineers, and then they need chemists to do the actual drilling and the separation. I always like science and trying to figure out how things work. So I had a high school science teacher that was pretty good, and that's probably why I started thinking about going into chemistry.